So you're coming to my Shabbos HaGadol drosha?
When is it? Shabbos HaGadol.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we always repeat. Almost always. Okay. Tuesday night, Tes Nisan. We're learning Shmaitzah. We're learning Shmaitzah Aleph Perek Ches. And the Shmaitzah answered the Rash's question, where the Rash, the Mishnah Torah says that even by Trey a Trey, we say Sofik Tumah Bishus Harab and Sveiko Tohor, the Beferish of Mishnah. But the Gemara in Yevamos implies otherwise. When asking a stira in two cases, where in one case you touched a body, and then in the morning you found the body's dead, Rav Meir says you can be Mekil and assume that when you touched it, it was alive. And the presumption at this point is that it's in Rishus HaRabim. But when you have the Suffolk, the Truma, that it's not clear when it became Tomei, and the Nafkamina is if it was a valid Eruve Trumen, there Rav Meir says you have to be Machmir and assume it was Tomei at Knesas Shabbos. And the Gemara answers that Stira by saying that the case of the Truma is a case of Trey or Trey, and therefore you have to be Machmer because it's Trey or Trey. The Gemara seems to be saying that by Trey or Trey, you don't say Sovik Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Sveiko Tohor, but there's a Beferish in Mishnah that yes. So Shmaitzer to the rescue, he says, oh, we have here a Toisus in Nida, and most Rishonim in Nida, many Rishonim in Nida, I should say, that hold that you cannot extrapolate from Sota any of Sota's dinim, meaning Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveiko Tomei and Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab Sveiko Tor. You cannot go back in time. You don't use the Sota paradigm to go back in time. You follow when the Sofik was nolad. For example, you found the dead body in the morning. So now it was Nolad the Sofek. When did he die? So you can't use, let's say it was in Rishus HaRabim, and the Shmaitz is going the whole time that Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, the Sveiko Tor, is learnt out from Sota, and therefore doesn't need a Cheskas Taira. But therefore you can't do it retroactively, right? So the reason it's Tor is not because of the din of Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Sveiko Tor, because that's retroactive. The Sofik was Noilad at 10 o'clock in the morning. You want to say it's Tohar from last night's Tohar. And the same with the Truma Shenitmes. So the Gemara and Ervin cannot use Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Sveiko Tohar. So what is it using? Chazoka, either Cheskas Chai, according to Rashi, he died at the latest possible time that you could say he died, or Cheskas Taira of the person that touched him. So we're using Chazaka. So the Gemara has the Stira. Now it makes so much sense that by Trey or Trey you don't follow Chazaka, because that mamish is your basic Trey or Trey din, that you don't follow Chazaka. So where in Erevin it's a question of Tumah L'Mafreya. L'Mafreya meaning retroactive to a point in time before the Suffolk was Nolad. So then you can't use Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Sveiko Tor, because that's learned out from Sota. And therefore we're dealing just with Cheskas Taira. And therefore the Gemara says, okay, but if it's Trey or Trey, you can't use Chazaka. But the Mishnah in Tyrus, not talking about L'Mafreya, talking about Mekano L'Habba, a Sofik is Nolad. And you could say, you definitely can say, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Sveiko Tor, even when it's Trey or Trey. We explain the Shmaitzah. The Shmaitzah leaves out this word of explanation. It's not a terribly complicated explanation. You don't say Chazaka B'Mokom Trey or Trey, because Chazaka is a definitive, active psak. So you don't definitively, it's a psak. We conclude that this is what happened. We can't conclude anything B'Mokom Trey or Trey when there's two Adam saying that didn't happen. But Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab and Sveiko Tor is not a definitive assumption of what happened. the din of Tzveikot Torah is not telling us to make any assumptions. We know it doesn't address the suffix. It's just exeris hakosuf to treat it like it's Torah, but it's not addressing the suffix. And therefore,
even though that's really machlokes, right?
Well, the Shmait is going that way, and therefore, this is just the svara of why, even Trey or Trey, you would say Sofik Tumah Bishus Harabim Sfei Kol Torah.
Right. Now everybody holds you don't use Chazaka. Shabbos is the rice of Rabbanim.
Yeah. Okay. That's. But the Yikar is to understand the difference between saying you don't say Chazaka B'Makom Trey or Trey, but you very much can say Sofik Tumah Bishus Harabim Sfei Kol Torah B'Makom Trey or Trey. He then brings down a Rambam. The Rambam says, let's start from inside. Vikala Medak. Daryl, you want to? Vikala Medak Bameshikosuf Rambam. Vikala Medak Bameshikosuf Rambam Zal. Oichel Chaticha Veidecha Doim Eloi Zesha Achal Tochelev. Veidecha Doim Eloi Loi Achal Tochelev. Oil Venikba Heisser. Or is it maybe Yoshim Toli? That's good old Ikba Yisura. We had it in the case of. So the Rambam says one against one is Ikba Yisura. And you do have to bring the Oshim Toli. The Ravid says, where, what, who, what, when? Where do you have Ikba Yisura? You have a Sofik on one piece. What is it? Just because your reason that you're Mesupik is because it's one against one? Okay, that's the reason, but it's still one piece of meat, and we don't know what it is. So that's not called Ikba Yisura.
Unless it's the case of Ravid.
Unless it's really two pieces, that's the Ravid.
It's one piece.
Unless it's really two pieces stuck together, and one ate saying you ate the shuman, and this one said
it's one piece that has shuman and chalev on it.
No, different. For all intents and purposes, you have vaday chalev there,
yes.
And the question is, did you eat it?
Yeah.
That's called ikba yisura. Kesef Mishnah says, maybe the Rambam meant that also, but nah. There's nothing wrong with saying, v'yoysen nira lomar, the shaper mikba ikba yisura al piyed echod, babel v'yishen shema l'chaticha achas. We never really got to the bottom of Ikba Yisura. It's a very strange svara. Remember, it doesn't change the percentages of the Sofek. If the Rambam holds Sofek Deraisa Lekula, the Deraisa, but Ikba Yisura, you go Lechumra, but percentages didn't change. It's still 50-50. Nothing changed. But it's Ikba Yisura, and you go Lechumra. In Svara, you could hear it when the tzad osur is like staring you in the face, if it's in your face, as they say nowadays. If the tzad isur is in your face, then you have to be machmir. Okay. Hakoponim,
the guess of me. Ruben Chazak Ruba Adif? Is there Svara?
Yeah, what row?
Stam. In general, when we say Ruba Chazak Ruba Adif, is there Svara to that, or just.
Look, like.
I'm saying maybe it's a similar Svara.
Maybe, so let's hear it.
No, in other words, it's like race of common and ease of common. If you say in general,
Ikba Yisura, you go to Chumra.
I'm just saying the same thing that Rob was saying, just maybe different words. That we have in general an idea that somewhere there's an Easter, and it might be that this could be us, as opposed to saying, Ivad, I know there's Easter here. And the question is, did it eat or not?
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Okay. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I can definitely hear that one against one, even in one piece, is called Ikba Yisura. Baharambam, make sure. Baharambam Shekosav, the Sofek Tuma, Bishus Harabim the Tor, Mishum, the Kolas Fekos Midivrehim. The Rambam says, Sofek Tuma Bishus Harabim, is your regular good old din of Safek D'Oraisa Lekula Mid'Oraisa. And it's only Rabbanan that were Machmir, and they decided not to be Machmir by Tumah. So they don't want a lot of Tumah around. So, okay, according to that, so by Trey Utrey, the Rambam, see, till now we said Trey Utrey. Still, you say Sofek Tumah Bishus Harabim Sfei Kol Torah, because you learn it out from Sota, and there's no reason why you shouldn't say Sofek Tumah Bishus Harabim Sfei Kol Torah by Trey or Trey. But according to the Rambam, we got a problem. Because according to the Rambam, Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim Sfeik Otohor is your good old din of Safek Deraisa Lekula. And when you have Trey Utrey, it's obviously Ikba Yisura. Even one against one is Ikba Yisura. So now, if I look at you in all innocence and I say, 1 + 1 = 2, what would the Rambam hold by Trey Utrey about Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim? You'd be forced to say, oh, the Rambam should hold Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim is Tomei by Trey Utrey. But it's Ikba Yisura. It's for sure no chazaka, it's Trey Utrey. But there's not even the din of... Till now we said that we have no problem with the din of Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim Safek Otohor functioning from Mokom Trey Utrey. In fact, it's a Beferish of Mishnah that it functions. Right? It's not a Chiddush, it's a Mishnah. Now the Shmaita is raising a problem. According to this Ravid and Kesef Mishnah, according to the Rambam himself, the Rambam says, one against one is called Ikba Yisura. You bring an Oshem Toloi, right? If one against one is Ikba Yisura, obviously two against two is for sure Ikba Yisura. If the Rambam holds that something Tuma Vishus HaRabim Sveiko Tohor is only a function of Safek Deraisa being Lekula Midiraisa, then he should hold that Trey Utrey, which is Lechora Ikba Yisura, he should hold you have to go Lechumra. So the Rambam cannot hold Lechora that Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim Sveiko Tohor B'Mokom Trey Utrey. Now the Mishnah says you do say it. So we got a problem. Right? Pasha the Cheshvan the Shmaitz is making. Once more. According to the Rambam, Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim Sveiko Tohor is not learned out from Sota, but it's the regular din of Safek Deraisa Lekula. With Deraisa, of course. But then Trey Utrey is Ikba Yisura, and it should be Lechumra. So you can't, so Lechora, Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim Sveiko should not be Tohor, but should be Tomei, but Mokom Trey Utrey. Not like the Mishnah in Titus. So this is the problem. Okay, b'shnayim oimim litmo, b'shnayim oimim litmo, da'avalei ikba yisura chiyagavno al p'yedim. D'chein b'eid oimim litmo, even one against one. D'chein b'eid oimim litmo, da'avalei ikba. D'yim kein, kasha b'shnosenu perakei de tyrus, eid oimim litmo, v'eid oimim litmo, loy nitmo, shnayim oimim litmo, b'shus harabim tohor, Bamai, even the Bamai, why? How could the Mishnah be correct? Even the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meinu Ola Mishum, the Sveikos mi Divrehem, the Rambam Shita is, the Safek Tuma Vishus HaRabim Sveiko Tohor is a regular function of the din of Safek Deraisa Lekula, but this is Ikba Yisura, for the Divrei HaKasef Mishnah, Afilu B'Chaticha Achas, even if they're arguing about one Chaticha, Havalei Ikba. V'lochein, therefore the Shmaita says the Kesef Mishnah is incorrect. It can't be the Kesef Mishnah is incorrect. It can't be that one against one creates Ikba Yisura even by one Chaticha. Because if one against one does, then you can be sure two against two do. And then we have a problem from a Beferish of Mishnah against the Rambam.
That's the Kesef Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Not the first, not what he said, that, like the Rival.
Right, right. V'lachay nira l'aniyas daiti muchroch mizeh, like a poshet ha-cheshman l'chayra, 1 + 1 = 2, that is not ikba yisur, the b'chaticha achas, loy choshev ikba, even when you have an aid saying, it is osur, it is chelem, or it's two. Afal gav de'ed oim osur ve'ed echad oim emuto. So what about the Rambam? You'll have to say that he, like the other teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, that he means like the Raivin, that there really is another piece there. Baraman perkes mishgogos, mayri b'chatichachos mishtei chatichos, uchumashikos of a Kesef Mishnah, te'ef shalomar, shalakach deskavin rabbeinu. Okay, very nice. Let's go further.
Back to Tshuvas.
The Shmaita has just proven, gotta stay focused here. Shmaita has just proven that they're not like the Kesef Mishnah. Two against two is not Ikba Yisura, right? He's now going to bring another proof against that Kesef Mishnah. He's going to bring another proof that two against two is not Ikba Yisura.
Why is this so important to us?
Because it's important to the
Shmaita. Says we've got to stay focused.
And it was important.
We've got to stay focused. So where are we in the terms of the piece?
I'm telling you, I'm taking you by the hand, and I'm telling you what the Shmaita is about to do.
Okay,
he's about to bring another raya against the Kesef Mishnah, who says that one against one, even in one piece, is Ikba Yisura. He already asked a kasha on him with the cheshbon that we just said. Now he's going to ask another kasha.
I just asked, just rather taking this by the hand, the bigger picture of where the Shmaita is going, why is that so important to prove to us again?
That I never claimed to know.
Oh, okay.
Why the Shmaita feels an important.
I thought there's just a little bigger picture, that's it.
Uvixuvas Perik Beis, he wants to root out all Kesef Mishnah sympathizers. Uvixuvas Perik Beis, in the sect, right? He's going to prove that Tosfos also holds like that. The Tani Shnayim Orim Remeis V'chulu. There's two sets of witnesses contradicting each other if someone died, if someone's husband died. So the din is she's not allowed to get married because it's two against two. Avalamnesis lo teitse. That's what the Braisa says. And the Gemara asks, what? Upora chala, what are you talking about? How can we let them stay married? Mamish was suffek yisr. It's two against two if a husband's still alive. What's going on here? What do you mean amnesis lo teitse? Boshem toloi. The Kosu Shoma Toysus. Toysus writes.
Wait,
the Gemara says. The Gemara says, L'chayra, the din is Hashem Tolu. How in the world can you let them stay married if the din is. No, he said, Svara. L'chayra, it's Hashem Tolu. The Gemara says. Toysus says.
But it says it, but the din says if they get married, they don't take it. Or take it. They're
that's
not supposed to
the Gemara
marry.
Asks.
Right, okay.
How can you say, Lo Tate if every bia is an Hashem Toloi, the Suffolk Isser. What are you talking about, Lo Teitze? How can you say Lo Teitze? Because of Shama Teisus. Afilu l'man diyomar b'inan chaticha achas, b'shtei chatichos. Teisus is bothered by a question. The Gemara makes an assumption that there's Hashem Toloi, but there's only Isha achas. No two women. It's not Ikba Yisura. Wait. So the Chayra we paskin that you need Chaticha, you need Ikba Yisura. Al Hashem Toloi needs Ikba Yisura. So Tosfos writes, Afilu l'man diyomar b'inan Chaticha achas m'shtei Chatichos, Hocha loy b'inan. Here it's different, you don't need. So we would love Tosfos to say because it's Trey or Trey. So it is called Ikba Yisura. Unfortunately, he's not going to say that. We're continuing with Tosfos' explanation. Stop, and you have to listen first. Why would you need Ikba Yisura? Why would you need, I shouldn't really say that, it's really, I'm making it. Why would you need what's called Chaticha Achas M'shtei Chatichas? That there's two Chatichas, one Chelev, one Shuman, right? And he's Mesupik, which one he ate. So there's one mandiyama, that's what you need to bring an Hashem Tolu. You can't have chaticha achas only. You need chaticha achas m'shtei chatichos. Why? So in Maseches Krisus, there's a machlokas why. One holds because it's efshar levarer isura. That you bring an Hashem Tolu as a holding pattern till you bring a chatos. So when there's a possibility or a plausibility that you will be bringing a chatos, because we can actually be mavara what happened and find out vadai what happened. Remember, Hashem Toloi means you don't know what happened. You don't know what you ate. But so when you could find out what you ate, so then you bring, that's when you bring an Hashem Toloi.
What's our case?
Let's take it slow. Tyson says, increases this. Two different opinions why you would need chaticha achas m'shtei chatichos not just chaticha achas. One is that if, in the case of chaticha achas, once you've eaten it, you ain't ever, there's no, it's not plausible that you're going to now find out what it was. It's gone. By two chatichas, you ate one, you could find out what the other one is, and then you'll know what the one he ate is, right? It's called Efshar Levari Suro. We can still take steps, we can take steps to find out. This is the Gemara in Croesus.
If you
want
one chatichah, you'll eat half of it.
What?
If one chatichah, you'll eat half of it, then you're going to be like Shnei
Chatichah. Yeah, if, but that's not the Pashas case. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you ate one chatichah, and either you ate one out of one, or you ate one out of two. So the Gemara says, you're asking a question, what about if there was one, and he ate a half, and it's still left of our research. So to that, we're not learning Maseches Croesus. There's a Mandyom in Maseches Croesus that the reason you need Chatichachos, Meshtei Chatichos, is because you need what's called Efshar Levarer Isuro. You have to be able to determine what Itaka ate. Yeah. And so according to that reason, since you're right, by two against two, it's Efshar Levarer Isuro, even by one chaticha, through hazama, right? Through the process of hazama, you could be mevarer, which aids telling the truth. So it's called Efshar Levarer Isuro. So speaketh Tosfos, that it's called Efshar Levarer Isuro. It's called Tosfos. Okay, wait. He's answering his kasha. His kasha was, why does the Gemara assume that you bring an Oshim Tolui, but we paskin you need chatichachas, mishtei chatichais, and this woman is playing one chaticha, right? So he says, oh, because, well, I'll tell you, he says, according to the man the Yomar, you need one chaticha, mishtei chatichos, because you need Efshar Levarer Isuro. So here, when it's two against two, even in one chaticha, it's called Efshar Levarer Isuro, because of through the Hazama. The other Man D'Yomer increases is the reason you need Chatichachos Meshtei Chatichos is because of what we now know is called Ikba Yisura. Because you need Ikba Yisura. And so you need that level called Ikba Yisura to bring an Oshim Tolui. So Taisa says here it's called Ikba Yisura because of the Cheskes Eishes Ish. And the Chanami, you don't follow the Cheskes Eishes Ish by Trey or Trey. This is mamash like the Shmaitz we had a few prophets ago. That when you have that up until a certain point in time, you know for sure it was Asur, and now you're Mesupik if it became Mutter. So that's called Ikba Yisura, even when you don't follow Chazaka. Yeah, that was that case. Here it's Chazaka B'Mokom Trey or Trey. Oh. So that's what Tosfos says. Now, so what does Tosfos say? Why is it called Ikba Yisura? Unfortunately, he doesn't say that the very fact that this Trey or Trey makes it Ikba Yisura. Strike one for the Kesef Mishnah. Right? He doesn't say that. He says, because it was Asian and a Chazaka, it was Trey or Trey. Akin to Chazaka. She was an Asian Sish up to this point in time. That's called Ikba Yisura. So you see that Tosfos doesn't hold like the Kesef Mishnah, because or else he would say like the Kesef Mishnah, that good old Trey Utrey is already called Ikba Yisura. Okay, let's see inside. Again, the Parak, Ubiksuba's Parak Beis. B'hodah Tani Shnayim Oymim Beis, B'shanisus Lay Seitzei, B'parach Allah, what? Habol Le'a B'ashem Tolikoi. B'kos V'shoma Tosfos, so here it's not, but you don't need. And Tosfos explains, the man the mafarish preparing something ochal. Time of the beinon chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, mishum the efshar levarer isuro, pirish efshar levarer al yedei boki, sheyaker hachaticha hanish eres, imchelav hiim shumon he. So you have Efshel Avari Suro. Ulaman the Meforesh, Mishum, the Mishtech Atichais, Achash Achelab, Ikba Yisura, Ochanami Ikba Yisura, Shaisa Becheska Say Shasish, Mamish Yallah Shon, even though he doesn't mean the din of Chazaka, he means the reality. Okay? Umidivrei Amami Muchach, the Trey of Trey, Lo Chashav Ikba Yisura, with the Kosvu, the Ikba, Shaisa Becheska Say Shasish, the tape of the Ikba, Alpiyanim, the Shnaim Oimim Loimes. Okay. Ella. The Achati Tikshi Lamandioma Perik Sofik Ochal. Lamandioma Perik Sofik Ochal. The time of the Bina Chaticha Mishtei Chaticha is Mishum the Efshel Levarer Yisuro. The Chivin the Betrayal Trey Nami Choshev Efshel Levarer Adidei Hazomo, which is of Toysvus, and Ken Al Korchok Sveka the Eidim Choshev Kechaticha Mishtei Chaticha.
All the time.
Yeah. But why only according to that Mandiyamar? According to the Mandiyamar also, it's called Ikba Yisura.
What
you know, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow night. It's a show.
That whole Svara is very interesting.